Clap for Jesus, please do this better. Hallelujah. Can we open our Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 26? We're going to take it from 19:19. To 33. Okay, we go. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gera quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made me room for me, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you. I will multiply your descendant for my servant Abraham." So he built an altar there and called up the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gera with Ahuzah, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" But they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you." So we said, "Let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, so we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good and have sent you away in peace, you are now the blessed of the Lord." And he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. Then they arose early in the morning and swore to an oath with one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well where they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." So he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. Amen. Please, can you take your Bible with you, if you have one? Can you raise it up if you have a Bible? If you didn't come to church empty-handed, raise up your Bible, whether soft copy or hard copy. Say it after me. "This is my Bible, the Word of God. I submit myself to the authority of this Word. My life is guided by the instruction of this Word. As I obey this Word, I enjoy peace. I enjoy prosperity. I enjoy prosperity. I receive light this morning. I receive understanding this morning as I meditate on this word. In Jesus' name." A big amen. Thank you, Jesus. Please, can you just, don't sit down yet, can you just lift up your hands to him and just say a few words? Let's just worship him. Just close your eyes for a few seconds. Close your eyes for a few seconds and just worship him. Just forget about the person on your left. Forget about the person on your right. It's just about worship. About him. It's not about anyone. Just about him. Just worship him. Just worship. Can you just say a few words to him? Just say a few words to him. Anytime you raise up your hand to him, you are just declaring the standard of the Lord. That's what we are saying. Say, I wish all men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Just wave it and just worship Him. Worship. The Lord is our ensign. The Lord is our standard. We raise Him up. We raise Him up. Just worship Him. Forget about the person on you. Just come in with Him. Just flow. Let it flow from the depth of your heart. From the bottom of your heart. Let it flow. Let there be a 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 flow. Let it flow from you. Just worship Him. You can speak in your understanding. You can speak in the spirit. Just flow, flow to Him. Flow with Him. Flow, flow, flow. Libra zadalara baba sobra gadalaba shandali brazantali. Say, he who prays in the spirit, prays to the Lord. He said, you magnify the Lord. You are doing it better, even praying in the spirit. Libra gadala gadale bra sobra kadale bra shandale bra gadale ba sandale bo ye bra sandale gara baba sora bo sandala gadala ba sandale bo. You may sing a song in your heart, just do it anyway. Just keep on speaking your language. You may speak in your own language. Anyone that is convenient for you, just go ahead. Maza pro yadala raba sandala raba libidere bo sandale gadala baba sandala ba Yebro zandale girebo sundale garara. Ebro saka yeba sandala ba sundala rababa. E girebo sandale garara baba sundale. Ebro sandale kepa ya 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 ya. Ka. Obra ka sandale bra sundala ba sundala ba. We praise you, Lord. Darababa sundale garara baba sundale ba. Me girebo sandala baba ba sundala baba sundale. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Jehovah. We praise you, our God, our Maker. We praise you, Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, our teacher, our instructor, our guide. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Let a living water flow from my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Of every situation that has troubled of my soul. All my cares, all my cares and burdens unto you I owe. Let the living water, let the living, living water flow over my soul. Let the Holy Ghost come and take control.
Of every situation
that has troubled my heart,
troubled my heart.
All
my cares and burdens unto you I
come on, sing Jesus, Jesus.
Father,
Holy Ghost, please take over all the cares of the heart. Take over the burdens of the heart as we roll them before you this morning. Jesus, take them over. Jesus, take them over. Jesus, take them over. Jesus, take them over. Why should I be discouraged? Why should my heart be lonely?
Why should my heart be lonely?
And say for heaven and home. This is my passion.
When Jesus is my potion,
my constant fear,
my constant friend is He.
His eyes is on the sparrows.
His eyes on the sparrows.
And I know. And I say,
because I'm happy,
I sing,
because I'm free. Is on the sparrow,
and I know. Said, yeah, I'm here to heal those pains of your heart. Said, I know the pain you are passing through, but I'm here to heal it. Shalara baba zoda le gadara, da bruza talibra gadara. Just feel free in His presence. He's healing. The balm of Gilead is here. Jesus is here. Is here. Is here. I sing because I sing because. Asking you, heal that heart, heal that broken heart, wipe away those tears, turn that sorrow into joy, turn that mourning into dancing, turn the ashes into beauty. Let your loving hand rest upon that back. Rest upon that shoulder. Pat the back again and say, I care for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you. And in Jesus' name we worship. Amen. Please, can you help me tell someone here, say, enjoy the healing grace of God this morning. Say to about 7 persons, enjoy the healing grace of God this morning. And as you are touching that person, the healing grace is flowing. The miracle is taking place. Enjoy the healing grace of God this morning. Is that all you can do? Can you minister to somebody? Come, just move to another 7 person. You have done it. You don't know what you are doing. A miracle is taking place right now. You are the hand of God that is using right now. Your mouth is his mouth. Your mouth is his mouth. Seated. God bless you. Some years ago, we were having you. Whenever I tell you to do these things, please do it joyfully. You know, don't just think it's just one of those things we do to just keep away, to just make ourselves excited. Some years ago, I don't know what service, what special service. It was a special meeting. And gifts were brought for people. We said, bring gifts for people. And there was this lady that was just standing on her own. Nobody went to her. And I just took a gift out of the ones I had in my bag. I took a gift and I wrote her name. And I went there and said, God loves you. God cares for you. You are in his agenda. I just said it and I left. I didn't know. It was years after that, I saw that woman now and said to me, he said, I was in tears that day. There were a lot of things I was going. He said, that word was like healing to me that met my need and changed my story. And I didn't know. I just went to her and I gave that gift. And I spoke that word to her. You don't know the import of what you are saying when you go around and say to somebody, just think it's just whiling away the time. No. Hallelujah. You are God's mouthpiece. Your hand is God's hand. Hallelujah. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hand. Your grace has found me just as I am. Oh,
the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Oh,
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Speak to us again this morning. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Please be seated. I want to speak on the topic, you are under investigation. You are under investigation. You are under investigation. I was scheduled to speak this morning on something else. In fact, to lead a very powerful prayer session this morning. But while I was up in the night, I was meditating, the Lord said to me, go speak on what I'm about to speak to you this morning. Any carrier of grace is under investigation. Any carrier of grace is under investigation. If you are a carrier of grace, you will soon be investigated. If you have not, you may not even know you are under investigation. People are already investigating you. Graceland is under investigation. I hope you know. People have said all sorts of things. You don't know. Maybe they have done something. They have killed one. They have put one cow under the ground and they covered it. That is the secret. You have had all sorts of things. Some people have had inside the cab. They were inside the taxi. And they didn't know they were from Graceland. And they were talking about Graceland. Maybe they have buried Malu, a cow, under the ground. Graceland is under investigation. Anyone who is a carrier of grace, I want to tell you this so that you will not surprise you. Jesus said, I've told you before. So that when it happened, you will not say, I didn't tell you. Anyone who is under grace and is carrying grace, you will be investigated. People will find out. What is the cause? What is the sin? There's a secret. There's a secret. Yoruba people say, you don't know how water enters coconut. Except they decide to ask God, they decide to come to the Lord, they can't understand. It will still become a mystery to them. Your life will be a mystery. Can I hear you say a big amen? Your survival will be a mystery. Your deliverance will be a mystery. That same road that people are passing through and they are dying, you will go through it and come back safely. What people are eating and killing them, you will eat it and you will go to the toilet. Can I hear you say a big amen? It got a time. A viper. Paul was trying to put stick together and to make fire, not knowing there was a viper. And the viper just climbed and rolled over his hand. And the people around said, along Muni, the gods, he has been running away, he has been escaping before. The gods have taken over. They have arrested him. He's going to die. They were expecting him to fall down and die. What did he do? He just took it and shook it inside the fire. They're continuing to shell up. His life. They now said, this is a god. This is a god. His life became a thing to be investigated. I am praying for somebody again. Whether the devil likes it or not, they will not know the beginning of your life. I say it again. Those of them who think that you will come and beg them, as the Lord liveth, they will come and prostrate before you. I can't hear your amen. No. You will not beg your enemies. You will not beg them. I am saying it prophetically by the unction of the Holy Ghost upon me. You will not beg them. Rather, they will come and bow before you. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. In their own eyes, your children will do great. They will become great. They will become mighty. In the name of Jesus. Every stumbling block they put on your way or their ways will become a stepping stone for them. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Grace make you a suspect. They begin to suspect you. Kilagbara e kilo gbojule on lo kan ni. And you know, people who don't just like your face, whenever they see you, you know how come I be wash you. You know what? If they don't repent, that is the thing that will kill them. You know, there are some people like that. When they just see you like this. Oh, you know I'm out. I like that song. Emilo Moditi Mofinjo. Emilo Ye. Check out Jolene. Let's continue. As they get angry, they will just kill themselves. They will kill themselves. Because of you, you will not die. Your progress, yes, no power of hell will be able to stop it. No demon will be able to stop your progress. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. I have come to tell somebody this morning, grace will single you out. Grace will single your children out. Grace will single your children out. In the name of Jesus, grace will deliver you. Grace will favor you. Grace will pave way for you. Grace will elevate you. Grace will speak for you. Grace will announce you. Can I hear you say the loudest amen? Ah. Holy affair. Grace. The story we read is the story of grace. In the land where there was no water. You see, result. Grace brings result. In the land where there was no water. Isaac dug and found water. The enemy came and said what? They covered it up. Ota for your enemy, Lord. The enemy came and covered it up. They didn't quarrel with them. Grace don't quarrel. Because it's yeah. Grace don't quarrel. Tell your neighbor and say, don't quarrel. Say to your neighbor and say, oh, do you want Lord? Don't quarrel. Don't quarrel. Isaac got it. I move to the next point. You can't stop a man of grace. You can't stop a carrier of grace. You are just wasting your time. You will struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and frustrate your life. You can't stop him. Isaac went and dug another well, down another place, and he found water. They came again and they tried to stop him. And he left there again. He called that place again Sitna. The first one was Esek. He called that place Sitna and he went. The Bible says he went again and dug, he found water. At that point, they did not strive with him again. And he called the place Rehoboth. God is taking somebody to Rehoboth here. God is taking you to your place of rest. I said, God is taking you to your place of rest. My Father is taking you to your place of rest. In your family, God is taking you to a place of rest. In the name of Jesus. It was a place of enlargement. God made a room for him. But look at it. If the grace of God is always from grace to... There's no full stop for grace. So there is no... Even at old age, the Bible says he will still be what? Fruitful. When I saw Baba Jolore speaking at Dunamis Church recently, and he was jumping, 99 years old man. He was jumping, he was speaking, and so I said, wow, grace at 99 years old. I pray for every one of us. We receive this anointing. You will not be feeble. You will not be weak. Even at old age, you'll be fruitful. Grace is always for grace to grace. The gift of God, the blessing of the Lord doesn't come to an end. Can I prophesy to somebody here? Somebody, this is what is for you. This word is for you. The Lord said, I should say to you right now, as I'm coming to me, your greatness has just started. I don't know who I'm speaking to. That's the word of the Lord. It's coming straight for somebody. Your greatness has just started. Your greatness has just started. Your greatness has just started. In the name of Jesus, if you have a witness that that word is for you, shout a big amen. Ha! The Lord said to me, I just flew into my spirit. The word of the Lord came to me and said, you are excited about where you have been. Calibro Zantaliba. You are excited about how far God has taken you. Let the Lord say to me to tell you, you have just started. Go and mark this word down. You have just started. He will expand your territory. He will enlarge your coast. In the name of Jesus, he will increase your greatness. In your career, you will be great. In your business, you will be great. In your finance, you'll be great. In the name of Jesus, no power will be able to stop you. The Bible says concerning Isaac, in that Genesis chapter 26, verse 13, and the man began to prosper. Can you see? And continued what? Until he became what? Continuity agenda. Continuity agenda. That is your portion. Amen. Even after Isaac had gotten to Rehoboth. Do you know that he didn't stop at Rehoboth? He went further. I'm pressing on that upward plane. New height I'm gaining every day.
plant my feet. Sing it now joyfully. Ah, Lord, lift me up. Of Israel liveth, the God who called me as he lives, the God of all grace, I say to you, you will never know a better yesterday. You will never know a better last year. You will never know a better breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless, please. Even after getting to Rehoboam, he didn't stop. He kept on moving on. He kept on progressing. You know what? You can deny a man, but you can't deny his result. You can argue, say all sorts of things, but you can't stop results. You can't stop results. You can't deny a man's result. You can run a man down, but you can't destroy his result. Never. After Abimelech had tried to stop him and his men to stop Isaac out of jealousy, the Bible says, Abimelech now came on visitation with his commander of his army. And he said, let's read Genesis verse 20. Verse 28. Verse 28. 26, 28. Everybody, let's go together. Everybody, louder. One to go. Then they said, we have what? We have certainly seen that the Lord is what? That is the way they will come back to you and tell you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Is someone believing this word? I have not come here with enticing words of the wisdom of men. I've come with the demonstration of the power of the Spirit. I've come as a prophet. I've come as an oracle. As he has spoken to me, I'm speaking to you today. I am saying this word to you. Like they return to Isaac, so they will return to you. They will say, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will give you answer for all your enemies. The Lord will enlarge your mouth over all your enemies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen up. We have certainly seen. Who told them? Who told them? We have sat at Iridaju Daju. Oh my God. That the Lord is with you. And we have come. Wash your lewa. Come and be our friend. I am praying again. An evidence-based life. Evidence-based life. Now, from today, receive it! Evidence-based. fresh life. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Your life will carry God's evidence. Evidence that God is with you. Evidence that God has called you. Evidence that you are precious in His sight. In the name of Jesus, let me hear you say the loudest. Amen. We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us. Ota. Ota, we were diore. Let me be your friend. Now, what is grace? When President Trump, oh my God, that man has become the most popular man in the world now. If you go to Book of Guinness, I'm sure he's going to be number one now. The CNN news hardly talk about anything apart from Trump. Even BBC. Everything is about Trump. The man that is causing trouble all over the world, not only in America. Immediately, he was sworn in. One of the first things he did was he started signing some executive order. One of the executive order he signed was against transgenderism. That is, in America, we will only recognize biological and not anatomical male and female, no longer by gender. In other words, because just before he came in, they already passed a law that forms, all forms, even your passport, we now carry gender, not sex. There's a difference between gender and sex. Sex talks about your anatomy, the way you were, your anatomy. While gender talks about social and personal identity. So a girl can say, look, I feel the way I'm behaving, the way I'm thinking, I feel like I'm a man, so I'm a man. So you go by law and you go and say you are a man. And once he's signed, nobody can call you a girl. If anybody calls you a girl, that's discrimination and they can arrest him. Even as a student, you get to your class next time and you said, I'm not a boy. Your teacher will use he for you. If your teacher still uses she for you, you can go and report. This is discrimination. If there's anything Trump achieved, he achieved that. And I like him for that. But they took foul. Now, where am I going? You know, some people started protesting, especially, I remember a particular sportman who became a full woman. She changed and said she's a male. So she started, I will still use he for him, but she called himself she. So let me use she at least for the sake of understanding now. So she was winning and beating all ladies. Why? Male have a hormone called testosterone, why female have what we call estrogen. Testosterone in male makes a man to be muscular. That's what makes a man muscles. It makes you to have strength, agility, more than females. Men, that hormone makes you to stand out. That's why you don't have male and female competing together and say you are going 100 meters, male and female together. Female goes, they compete with their own, with females, male compete with male. But when a man now changes to say, I am a female, you're now competing with another girl, another lady. Can you imagine? That's anomaly. And that's what is happening in the world because of the testosterone in them. So they run faster, they bypass, and they call them girls, they call them female. And Trump said, no, it must never happen. And they started protesting. There is something, you know, I remember some times ago in South Africa, that was a big problem also. When there was a lady that was just winning, and they just imagine, they were so confused about her record, the way he was just making records, and they said, we want to investigate what is the cause. When they investigated, they just discovered that she was just high in testosterone above the other, not because she changed, but her own testosterone level was higher than other females, so she looked masculine. And they now concluded, they said, testosterone in male gives them 9% advantage over others who don't have. It gives them significant advantage over others. And most people who have it, they are forced to investigate, why are they winning? Is it because of that, or they took drugs? Just like that hormone, that male hormone, gives significant advantage over others and does not allow level playing ground, level playing field. It doesn't permit everybody to compete based on your strength, based on your preparation, based on your hard work. No, it doesn't allow anybody to compete. It gives you advantage over others when you have that in your body. They now concluded that now, with this new development, no male who has changed to female will be allowed to compete with the female because of that advantage the male has over. Do you know, that's exactly the way grace does. Grace gives you performance advantage over others. Grace gives you significant advantage. It's something infused in you that makes you to have performance advantage over others in the race of life. Are you with me? Which people are obliged to investigate. Say, why? What is the cause? It gives you performance advantage. It gives you significant advantage over others that makes people to be forced to investigate. What is the cause of this we are seeing? This performance you are seeing is not normal. Something must be there. That was the grace, that kind of grace that was upon Isaac. They could not understand. Abimelech had to come and say, we have seen, certainly seen, that God is with you. Friends, in life, desire grace. That's why I sang that few songs before we started. Grace gives you an advantage that makes strength, preparation, hard work to be insignificant, to be useless when grace is at work. Know that it doesn't enjoy hard work, but it doesn't depend on it. Grace does not put you in the same playing ground with others. It puts you above. Hard work is not now going to be what will be considered for success. Preparation is no longer what will be considered for success. Agility, physique, is not what will be considered for success. In fact, your certificate will not be the one that will be considered for success. It is grace that certifies. Your certificate does not certify you. Grace that qualifies. It is not your certificate that qualifies you. What is grace? Further. Let's go further. Grace is an unexplainable interest in someone. Just interest. God just, he said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Who will question me? Between a set of twins, Taye and Kendi, say, I love Kendi and I don't want Taye. Who will question him? Unexplainable. You can't explain the reason why this person has just favored you out of all. That's grace. Unexplainable interest. Let me ask you a question. How many widows were in the land of Israel the time God sent Elijah to the widow of Zarephath? Multitude. Many. But he sent it. He sent him to only one. One! How many lepers were in Israel when God sent the prophet? How many lepers when he sent it to Naaman? How many? Many. He sent him to only one. Oh, ni bekele mi Jesu kufu listen friends listen in the days of Noah grace singled one person out. The Bible says, and Noah found, although he was a righteous man, but that was not it. It was not the righteousness. The Bible says, grace found, Noah found grace. Can I say to pray for somebody again to you? I am praying for you with the whole of my life. You will find grace. Your children will find grace. Your spouse will find grace. Your parents will find grace. Your life will be marked with grace. In the name of Jesus. Unexplainable interest. You don't know why. Why is he interested in him? When they chose David, Samuel came and he said he wanted to anoint somebody. All the sons of Jesse came. The first one came. Samuel said, God has not chosen this one. The second one came, tall, hefty and tall, handsome and walked majestically. Maybe he has all the qualifications. He has a master's, he has a PhD, he has certification, law certification, America certification, Canadian certification, and he came. Samuel said, no, God has not chosen him. The next one came with and brought, I'm sure you know the way they do during when they are doing beauty parade. Maybe the next one came and was showing the certificate. Look at my certificate and show all the awards in different places. Samuel said, no, God has not chosen. I'm sure the father was wondering, what is happening? With all this one, if he has not, who are you looking for? Where will you get any other certification? The fourth one came, said, no, I'm not chosen. Fifth one, I've not chosen. Sixth one, I've not chosen. Seventh one, I've not. Who again? You know, his father did not even consider him. Grace is a lifter. Woman, Ben is okay. His father did not even consider him. Who is he? David, that small boy. He's taking care of the sheep inside the wilderness. Samuel said, yes, I will not, nobody will sit down here until he comes. And they went and sent for him. Your grace has found me just as I am, just as I am, empty-handed, but I lie in your hand. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed. I'm sure he just, you know, when Abinadab and all of them came, They came, the first son, the son. I'm sure when they were coming, you know, they had already told them that Samuel is coming, Samuel is coming. But David was in the farm, was in the wilderness, taking care of, you know, those who take care of sheep and so on. The body would be smelling. Smelling of cow dungs and all sort of things. The urine. But what about Abinadab, who were in the house? Because they knew they would have dressed themselves, used perf. The higher, the strong. If I recently, somebody told me that one perfume is sold for about 700,000 naira. Me, Gori, 700,000 naira perfume? Why not bring that one? Let us use it to buy AC. 700,000 for God's sake perfume? Just to spray a few? Yeah, only, that God, to buy the buy for the next 3 days. I don't much fool. Just bring one. Instead of buying, bring it, I will pray for you. Bring that money. 700, 1 million? Perfume? You can imagine the perf that Abinadab and all his brothers used that day in preparation for Samuel to come. They would have dressed themselves, turn the dress, turn the shine shoe on, to come, made their hair very well, and walked majestically. Maybe one of them would have carried the biggest Bible and said, Bashu Daraba Zobragadale Brozantale, Bazobrakatale. Samuel said, where are thou? Tongue, you war. No perfume, no dress, no perf, nothing. His hair was rough. He was wearing slippers like a true shepherd. As he came, Samuel said, this is the one the Lord has chosen. This is the one that's chosen. This is the one the Lord has chosen. Grace selects. Unexplainable hand of God in the affairs of a person. It could be in the business of a person. The hand of God is just the interest. God is just interested in that business, not because the person is smart. Hey, balaba, zadalaba. Your business, not because you are smart. God is just interested. He releases his grace upon that business, upon that job, upon that career. When others are saying there's no contract, people will come to you and come and beg you for contract. Please, can you come and do this job for me? Others are running and begging and bribing for contract, but they are coming to you. Come and do this job for us. Look, I don't have time. I don't have time. Please now. You can't explain that interest. Interest. Others are saying, ilule, but you own kawo, ilule. You are counting money, ilule. Unexplainable interest. You can't explain that interest. You yourself can't explain why. When God shows you that kind of grace, that work of grace, your life will be a wonder to your world. Unexplainable interest. That songwriter said, Jesus, what didst thou find in me that thou hast dealt so lovingly? How great the joy that thou hast brought so far exceeding hope or thought. Hey! Jesus, my Lord, I thee adore. Oh, make me love thee more and more. Jesus, my Lord, I thee adore. Oh, make me love. What did you find in me? Kilo rininu me. I'm sure David will be saying that day. Samuel, Amy, Samuel, me, my brother is here now. Samuel, look at the way I'm dirty. Me, what did you find in me? That you have dealt with me so lovingly. How great a joy that you have brought, so far exceeding hope or thought. Grace. When it shows you grace in your place of work, people will be jealous. Where she want to call Oga Feni? Kilo she foga? Kilo she foga? What did you do? When it shows you interest, your business, people look at you. Oh, Kawe now. Look at the way you are prospering. I want to Kawe go on prosper to buy. What is happening? Grace. Oh, your Feni. Let me sing that song again. Chant this first version. Jesu Odi, thou fire in me, that thou hast dealt so lovingly. How great a joy that thou hast brought, so far exceeding hope or thought. My Lord, I did adore. Oh, make me be more, be more. Jesus, my Lord, I did adore. Oh, make me love thee more. Grace does not boast. It humbles you the more. Anytime God shows his grace like this, I just begin to shed tears. Like that song says, Ni o mo adura agba ni pa we mo ya. Iwa mi mo mi o we wo. Shugbon o sibe sibe. Oju si mi se mi lore baba lanu mi e ma se o pese o te mi po emi o le santan e juba o si be si be o se wo ti mo le se baba lanu mi e ma se o baba. My friends, beloved, I pray and I want you to desire it. Every day tell God, I am helpless without you. I am finished without you. I'm foolish without you. Please show me grace. Show me grace. Every day, say, Lord, I empty myself before you. That's why I love the devotional this morning. It goes along. James 4:7 says, God resists the proud and gives what? Grace to the humble. Gives grace to the humble. When our children, when the result came out recently, and I started seeing all sort of things, and people started saying, look, let people know what has happened. I said, look, I don't know. Let me just calm down. I don't want to see anything yet. Let me just keep quiet. And I was watching the scene. When the registrar of JAMB now announced and said, until he now announced and said, the highest score of JAMB in 2025 is 374. And our students made 373. Another one made 371. Two in Nigeria, we don't know what they announced yet. They've not analyzed it. In Nigeria now, of course, in Kwara State, that is already settled. UCD has led in Kwara State. In North Central, no one has called that in North Central. And I asked myself, how did it happen? In the few years of establishment of this school has represented Kwara State in mathematics association across, outside Nigeria, outside Kwara State. Led in Kwara State, both the primary and the secondary. How did it happen? This school has represented the state in Abuja in science competition. How did it happen? Just how many years of establishment? Last year, the highest score was 345 or thereabout. And I said, we are not stopping here. Next year, we are going to lead. So that was when I had it. I said, I'm waiting to hear the first. I'm not going to talk yet. And I said to them again, I said, we have done well. But like Isaac, we are not stopping at Rehoboth. And I said, this city must have the best WAEC resort in West Africa. Grace must speak. Grace must speak. When grace is at work, life, you can't understand. And the truth is that you can't just understand. Even you yourself carrying the grace, you can't understand. I told you why we call this place Grace Land. Don't ever forget. God told me, he said, as long as you acknowledge me and give me the glory, I will surprise you. Has he not been doing it? And I said, not of me, not unto us, but unto your name we give glory. We cannot boast of anything. You see, grace is what you receive. It is not what you achieved. Grace is what you obtained. It's not what you attained. Grace is what is given to you, not what you earned. I come again. Grace is what you received and not what you what? Achieved. Grace is what you obtained and not what you what? Attained. You didn't attain it. Grace is what is given to you, not what you earned. You didn't earn it. Jesus said in John 3:27, he said, a man can receive nothing except it be what? Given to him from above. Not from anywhere. It must be from above. Any kind of like First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7, he said, if you have received it, why do you boast as if you have not received it? Therefore, we can't boast. God forbid that we boast. God forbid that we boast. Grace, as long as you acknowledge God in your work life, I tell you, he will surprise you. And that's what I'm bringing a challenge to someone here today. Whether in business, in your career, in whatever you are doing, keep on acknowledging God. He will surprise you. He will shock you. Grace will mark you out. In the name of Jesus. Grace cannot be hidden. Grace speaks. Grace elevates. Grace paves way. Grace paves way. The interest of God in a person which you cannot explain why. I cannot explain why. Friends, desire grace. I'm going to continue by the grace of God next time. I'm going to talk to you more about what grace can do. I'm going to talk to you also how to tap into grace, because you need to understand, how do you draw grace? What do you do to draw more grace? I'm going to talk to you more about this. Don't miss next week Sunday, as the Lord liveth. Don't mix next week Sunday. Don't mix Upper Sunday. You need grace. Even in your family, you need grace. You need grace for your children. You need grace. Your children need grace. Your work needs grace. Your business needs grace. And the grace comes from Jesus. Jesus is the giver of grace. The Bible says, the law came through Moses, but grace and truth from Jesus. Jesus is the dispenser of grace. I tell you, the greatest grace that manifests in the life of a man is the grace of salvation. The scripture says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not yourself. It is the gift of God. Grace saves you. It doesn't matter what your life has been. I tell you, grace can change you and make you make a sinner to become a saint. It doesn't matter how bad you are. If you ask me, I will tell you, if not for grace, people like Mary Magdalene should not speak forever. They should be silenced forever. The grace made Mary Magdalene a sinner, became the first resurrection evangelist. The first one that Jesus appeared to. If not for grace, what about Paul? Paul said he was a murderer. He said that he found grace. It doesn't matter the situation of a man. Grace can change your story, wipe out your past, and give you a brand new beginning. Grace. Grace brings salvation. Shall we rise up as we pray? Amazing grace. I see the sound. The same, a wretch like me, I was
but now I have found,
was blind but now I see. Again, that's just for standard. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Everybody sing it with me. How sweet, sweet the sound. Talk forever. Peter should be silent. You know what he did? He denied the Lord 3 times. 3 times. He said, I don't know him. I don't know him. And yet, when Jesus rose up from the dead, you know the first person he sent the message to was Peter. He said, go and tell Peter. What a love. The love that never gives up. Are you here this morning? You want to say, I don't know what you have done. You can receive grace today. Men may condemn you, but Jesus said, I have not condemned you. Come, I want to forgive you. I want to write away your past. I want to give you a brand new beginning. Can you tell him wherever you are and say, Jesus, please, show me your grace wherever you are. Everybody, you want to say, Jesus, show me your grace. 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 Tell him wherever you are, say, Lord, show me your grace. I need grace. I need you to write away my past. Can I pray with you? You have said that prayer to the Lord. Can I pray with you? Wherever you are, Lord, I have done wrong. But I need your grace. I thought it was over, but I know that grace is deeper than my fall. Grace is wider than my failures. I come to you, Lord, to seek your grace. Pastor, please pray with me. Can you put your left hand on your chest wherever you are? I'd like to pray with you just where you are. Put your left hand on your chest. Say it. Say this simple prayer after me. My Father, I know you have revealed to me your grace this morning. Jesus, I receive your grace. Please forgive me. Write away my past and give me a brand new beginning. Jesus, save my soul today. Jesus, save me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can I pray with you? Just 1 minute prayer wherever you are. While your left hand is still on your chest, say this prayer after me. Let me say this prayer for you right now. My Father, I pray for this one who is saying, Lord, forgive me. I am asking that the blood of Jesus will cleanse them from their sins. Let your grace show to them. Let your grace show up for them. Let your grace show up for them. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to say it with your mouth. Say this word with your mouth. Say it with your own mouth. The Bible says, by the words of your mouth, you shall justify. Say it now with your mouth. Father, those of you, say it after me. Father, I have heard your word. I receive your grace. I receive your forgiveness. I have been forgiven, and I receive grace today. No condemnation for me. I am in Christ Jesus. I enjoy your grace from now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I pray for you again. As you put that left hand on your chest, raise up your right hand to the Lord, and I pray a word into your life. Thank you. Raise it higher than here. I see the hand. Lord, I pray for your son and your daughter. I am asking that today we mark a new beginning in their life. I am praying that today we mark a new beginning in their life. Let grace enter into this family. Let grace enter into this life. Let grace transform this life. Let the power of grace change this life from today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, my brother, please, can you come? Let me lay my hand on you. I feel the power of God upon me here. Come, let me lay my hand, my sister. Come, let me lay my hand on you. Just come quickly. Wherever you are, just come quickly. Come, let me lay my hand upon you. I feel the power of God so mighty here. The hand of grace is so mighty here. This is a new day for you. Maza proke kasatale bro. Lord, I pray for your son. This is a new beginning for you. A new beginning for you. A new beginning for you. A new, will somebody help me here? A new beginning in the name of Jesus. A new beginning. A new beginning. Malatale bo satale ba. Yeba kubra gadale, I pray for your daughter a new beginning in the name of Jesus. A new beginning, a new beginning, a new beginning, a new beginning, a new beginning in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the power of grace. Receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for this new beginning in this life. Thank you. Thank you for this new beginning. Receive the power of grace for your total transformation, total change in the name of Jesus. Lord, establish this one by the power of your grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep them by the power of your grace. My God, my God, my God. You know what I feel like doing right now? Please, Pastor, can you help me rush and get me the anointing oil? I want to anoint you. I don't know. Something is happening here. Mazo prakatale gederebo. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven in the name of Jesus. I come against every form of guilt in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Legerebo Catalibra, Yekaya Romozan Talibo. This is a new beginning. Satan is a liar. The grip of hell over your life is broken. The power of hell over your life is destroyed. The judgment of hell over your life is nullified by the power of grace in the name of Jesus. This is a new beginning. I announce into your life a new beginning, a new beginning, a new beginning in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone while I'm waiting for the oil. I pray for everyone here right now. Ye pragada le gadara baba sopra katale gederebo santalibo le gederebo katalibro katalibra gadala. Lift everybody, lift up your two hands. Say it after me, everybody. Everybody lift up your two hands. Say it after me. Father, mark my life with your grace. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, including your business, including your job, including your family. Say, Lord, mark me with your grace. 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 Everybody pray that prayer. Lord, mark me with your grace. Mark my life with your grace. Mark my life with your grace. Mark my life with your grace. Mark my business. Mark my job with your grace. Everybody pray that prayer quickly. Anoint you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. A restoration, the anointing of restoration is coming upon you. The power of God is coming upon you. Young man, thus says the Lord, the hand of God is upon you. You are a chosen vessel. You are a chosen vessel unto the Lord. Anointed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. A new beginning. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, anoint you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I pray for everybody. I wanted to say amen to this word as I declare. From today, wherever you go on this planet Earth, grace will mark you out. Where others are saying there is a casting down, grace will cause a lifting up for you. Grace will single you out for life. Grace will single you out for prosperity. Grace will single you out for favor. In the name of Jesus, grace will announce you. In the name of Jesus, grace, we announce you to your world. In the name of Jesus, by the power of grace, I declare, every dream of bankruptcy from today is swallowed up. Yes. Your business will never know a better yesterday. Your career will never know a better yesterday. Every arrow sent into your life to waste your business, to waste your finances, let them be consumed by grace now. I hear God saying, there is is a rising up. Let that business begin to rise up. Let your career begin to rise up. In the name of Jesus, let your finances begin to rise up. In the name of Jesus. From today, Baba, I stand in your name to say this. Grace will unlock the door you cannot open by yourself. From now, let doors, great doors, doors of opportunity be unlocked by the power of grace. They will open at their accord. They will open by the power of grace. You will not struggle to open that door. In the name of Jesus. I speak in the name of the Lord. I have come by his grace upon my life to speak. If I am a prophet, if the grace of God is upon me, if I've been called, by this time next year, your story will have changed for better. In every area of your life, your finances will have changed by better. By better. Better, 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 better. Better, better, better. In the name of Jesus, you will not remain in this position. In the name of Jesus. Hear this word of the Lord for somebody, because grace has noticed you today. Is that the Lord said, I chose you, tell you that grace has noticed you. Grace has noticed you. Yeah. I am in your presence singing. Everybody singing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Two more times.
I am in your presence singing. Hallelujah.
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 One more time, everybody sing.
Position where you ought to have been, that have been deprived you from before now, by the power of grace, now go to that position.
Now grace locates you into that position. Grace locates you there. Grace locates you there. Now go there. Go there. There is a shift for you. There's a shift for you. There's a shift for you. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you have lost, whatever has gone out of your hand, hey, by the power of grace, recover. Recover your vision. Recover your vision. Recover your vision. Recover your function. Recover your favor. Recover your finances. Recover. Say it after me. My Father. Everybody, my Father, my Father. One more time. Give me a testimony of grace. From today, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Give me a testimony of grace. testimony of grace. Your ministry will begin to show forth from today. Yes. Yes. The power of God is over there. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Of Jesus, we pray. My Father, I am asking that hand of grace, let it rest gently upon somebody now. Now, let that hand rest gently upon someone. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.